Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Friends, fans, foodies, welcome to another delicious edition of On the Menu Live. I am filling in for Matt Russell, which means he must have been real hard up to find somebody today. This is Adam Lerman from Tucson Foodie. We've got a great lineup of guests today. Guest hosting with me, we have CJ Han from the Tucson Weekly. We'll be talking today with Maria Mazon from Boca Tacos and Tequila, correct? And Manish Shah, who's involved in so many different things, including Maya Tea, Heirloom Farmers Markets, and Viva La Local Food Festival coming up. So first, let's have a little talk with CJ. What's up, CJ?
Hey, Adam. How's it going?
What's going on in your world? What's happening in Tucson Weekly Food World?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things going on, and it's pretty exciting. I can't even keep up with all the new places I want to eat at. But I just want to say that I'm glad this is a radio show because of all the food people in Tucson, you're the only one who's better looking than me. So it is good to be on the radio with you, sir.
It's slim pickings out there, CJ, you know, although, you know, Jared, he's a good looking dude.
I can't vouch for that.
So what's new? What's new on the food scene? Tell
us. You know,
I've
actually been off for the last couple of weeks, even though I have written my articles. You know, Tucson Weekly did the beer issue, which I will take a backseat to beer any day of the week, as you probably know. So I didn't have a column in that one. And then it was the 30th anniversary issue just this last Thursday. And so my column was out that. So to be quite honest with you, I've just been relaxing a little bit, which doesn't mean I'm not eating.
Fine. Hey, speaking of beer... We're ending Arizona Beer Week.
I know.
So many restaurants are involved.
Beer Week is my Christmas.
So where have you gone? Anything exciting? Your Christmas.
Well, I can say that I have been hitting as many of the pints of local breweries as possible. I haven't made it to as many events as I want to, and that's because they don't let my three kids in. Much as I would like. So I haven't hit as many events as I want, but I have been celebrating in my own way, absolutely.
Any standout brews?
You know, I am, and this might be, you know, kind of the safe answer, but man, have I been knocking back some Barrio breweries.
Barrio.
I just love the Rojo. And, you know, I'm a Tucson kid through and through, so I've been hitting Gentle Ben's since I found a license on the street that had to.
The original brewer.
That I needed to get into Gentle Ben's, you know what I mean? So, I'm a big fan of everything that we're doing in Tucson. No, I mean, Borderlands has some great stuff. Dragoon has some great stuff. I mean, I could drink it all. Gone are the days when I need to go to a kegger with Bud Light. I could tell you that much.
Speaking of beer, we lost we lost their restaurant over on the east side.
Yes. Yeah. So, that was not a shock. I had been hearing rumors of that for so long, I gotta be honest.
You know,
I like the place.
Something exciting will go in there, I'm sure.
That place, I don't know. I mean, good luck to whoever gets in there, but that is a definitely doomed location if you think about all the next big things, quote unquote, that went in there and succumbed quicker than thought. Well, and in fact, I was a line cook at City Grill in its heyday.
Oh, way back.
Yeah.
Well, Nimbus had a good little run.
They did. They lasted longer than most.
We have some new restaurants that have opened up recently that are pretty exciting, and I want to see if you've checked any of them out. One of them is, which I just got a chance to check out last night, is a Bodega. Did you get a chance to get over there?
I have not gotten over there yet, but I did talk to the owners when they were putting it up, and I have, you know, perused their website, and I have talked to people that have eaten there. And, you know, I've gotten some stellar feedback on the location and the design of the restaurant.
It's beautiful in there.
But I have
the patio is amazing.
It is definitely a new restaurant that has some bugs to work out, from what I understand.
Prep and pastry?
Pepin Pastry. I have been by there, yeah.
Yeah?
I have.
I've been there a few times now, and I'm liking what, you know, I don't know. I don't think there's anywhere else in town where you can get a dosant. Cronut is trademarked, but that's what it is. And they are serving them. So if any of you out there have been dying to get a cronut, which people, when they came out, were waiting in line for hours in New York City, you can actually get one here in Tucson now at Prep and Pastry, as well as some delicious breakfast.
You know, when it was Amelia's, it had like a cult following. And I know that it was kind of, I want to say it was hit or miss with their in crowd about them changing this stuff. But I really liked the direction they went, actually. I like the more savory side on the breakfast, and they got some spice in their food. You know what I mean? And for me, that's big. That's what I like. I like to be excited. Yeah, it's nice to get some nice sweet pastries and a cup of tea, but
well, I think it's better to be excited than to be bored, right?
That's what I say.
How about Knox? You been to Knox yet?
I have not been to Knox yet, but it is on the top of my to-do list. As I said, I am having such trouble keeping up. Tucson is doing so good right now. Knox, I am so excited.
Knox is a new restaurant that opened up in the old Cafe Jasper space right near Fleming's there. They're really doing pretty okay over there. I'm super excited, and I just cannot wait for Bianco. I can't wait to see the impact it has downtown.
It's going to have an impact, and I am excited. You know, I'm Italian, New York
really?
Roots. You don't say. forget about it. But I am excited for Bianco, but I think I'm going to let that one marinate for a while because I am not standing in line for 3 hours when there is some decent pizza in town as it is. But don't get me wrong. I do love that Bianco's coming down. I mean, just driving down that strip in Tucson. What do you do now? Where do you go?
Well, hey, what do you like for pizza in town? I'm working on something.
Well, Vero More, phenomenal. I love Vero More. I'm on the southeast side, so BZ's is my go-to.
BZ's. I don't know that one.
Yeah, see, it's out there, man. It's on 22nd and Harrison, but it's actually moving to the old.
Oh, I have heard of it.
Things. They do some good stuff. It's not classic, not Napolitan pizza, but man, they do some really good things. In fact, in the best of edition, I did a writer's choice for their jalapeno poppers. Mm. Good God, are those amazing! I mean, and it's so straightforward. You know, it's a cheese filled jalapeno with the wrapped bacon, but it's like it's not. You know, they didn't get their jalapenos from Fry's and with no spice. I mean, it'll kick your butt if you catch a meat.
Local gourmet poppers.
Yes, they're phenomenal.
So have you been to the new Vero More since they did their new build-out?
I have, yeah. I actually work right around the corner from there. Oh, yeah. So I hit – that's one of my regular lunch spots. They got some good pasta too.
A couple things that I'm pretty excited about. There's three events coming up, all food-related. Well, Festival of Books is one of them, which is not food-related, but they have a huge culinary part of the festival. So there will be a lot of going on there food-wise. The Saka Showcase, Celebrity Chef Showcase, and the Viva La Local Foods Festival in April. So
we'll talk
with Manish a little bit when we return.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. My buddy, Matt Ruffel.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. I am Adam Lehrman, Tucson foodie, filling in for Matt Russell, who's on vacation, or maybe he's out on work. I have no idea, but he's not here. And we have some excellent guests here. Right now, I'm going to introduce you to Manish Shah, who has got to be one of the busiest guys here in Tucson, in addition to his own tea company and running one of the most popular farmers markets in the city here, Heirloom Farmers Markets. He's got a big foods festival coming up. Manish, what is up, my man?
Oh, my God, what isn't up? You're right. It is pretty busy right now, isn't it?
And that sounded wrong.
No, I mean, it's crazy. I'm with CJ. There are too many things going on right now, too many new restaurants to try. You just can't wrap your
I play the lottery every week just to try to make enough money to eat.
First thing that comes to mind right now, new restaurant.
Knox tonight. I'm going to go check it out. I'm also looking forward to the opening in the Coronado Hotel, the Cornet. They're coming in.
Yes.
That's going to be great. We're actually working with them on their tea menu, so it's awesome.
Have you seen their menu yet, their actual food menu?
I know a little bit about what's going on, but it's not a formalized menu.
looks really beautiful in there, and I know that they have some interesting background with, like, I think Tack Room connections.
That's right. That's right. The owner is the daughter of the Tack Room.
Yeah, interesting.
Oh, that's a blast from the past, Nate.
That is.
So what's going on in your world? You have Maya Tea, you have Heirloom Farmers Markets, you have this festival. What do you want to tell us about?
We could talk about it all, but I think actually given the guests that are here, we want to talk about Viva La Local, I think, first, because this is something that I don't think Tucson has ever seen. Typically when we do culinary events, you know, we pay like $65, $75, $85 per person to get in. All the food is provided for, and you walk around with wine and you know, have samples of everything. And in this, and that's fine, and those have been tried and true. So this time we decided to sort of flip it. April the 6th, we're not going to be at our St. Philip's Plaza Farmers Market. Normally on Sundays we're at St. Philip's Plaza, Saturdays and Sundays. That weekend there's another event going on there, so we're having to move. So I just decided let's throw a food rave and let's go for it. So,
a food rave.
Food rave. So
nice.
So effectively we've taken 80 or 90 of our farmers market vendors. We've invited restaurants and Boca will be joining us there, and local breweries, local wineries, music, and everybody just throw down. So $5 for parking, and all the restaurants are doing like little $5 servings, so they make money, vendors make money, and everybody can attend. It's, you know, very affordable. You can have a great time, and I think it's going to – I think it's – I'm hoping it's successful, but, you know.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be. I'm super excited about it.
I'll be there.
Yeah, it's going to rock.
And speaking of farmers markets, you – run Heirloom Farmers Market. That is, I mean, if anybody knows farmers markets, the first one that comes to mind is the Sunday Farmers Market at St. Philip's Plaza.
Yeah, so, that's a really long-running farmers market. So I'm the executive director of Heirloom Farmers Markets, and so we're a nonprofit. And we have four farmers markets, but that, of course, the one on Sunday is the most well-known. Then we have Oro Valley on Saturdays. We also are on Saturdays at St. Philip's. And then on Fridays, we're at Jesse Owens Park on the east side. So, yeah, farmers market scene, pretty good.
And are you at every single one?
No. No, I mean, I can't duplicate myself on Saturdays to be at two of them.
But you're on Sundays.
Yeah, I'm generally there on Sundays, but sometimes I take the weekend off. But okay. You know, we have a great staff, and so, you know, that's how I can be this busy, because I have other people covering my sort of tasks for me.
But they want to see your face. You're the man.
No, not really.
You're the face of the market.
You know what? That just means that I'm the pinata whipping boy
most
days. I think
twice when I'm buying tomatoes, if I don't see you there, overseeing.
If the choice of tomatoes is determined upon whether I'm there or not, you've got better things to do.
I can't. Yeah, they're great no matter what.
Just bring in Handsome Adam.
That is a killer farmer's market, though. You've done a great job with that one. I mean, whether you're going there for just some awesome local produce or to go get, you know, a crepe from Planet of the Crepes.
Oh,
I mean, whatever. It's just, there's a good mix of stuff happening there.
It really is. And usually we have some good music. It's a nice afternoon. It's a nice space. It's really great.
So in addition to that, you have a company.
Yeah, a for-profit company that sort of pays for my life so I can do all
Imagine
of these other
that.
Crazy things, right? Everybody needs a benefactor, and mine is Maya Tea.
And you are doing some cool stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you have Maya Tea, which and you guys are all over the city. You're bigger than just...
Yeah, we actually sell tea nationally.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And chai and all that good stuff. It's pretty cool.
Fancy.
And I've heard you might be doing something exciting.
Yeah, we're in the very early stages, and we're working to try to get kombucha on tap that you can actually put on tap at bars. So that's going to be fun. For people who don't know what kombucha is, it's basically tea, but it's been fermented, in air quotes, fermented, using and they call it a mushroom, but it's not a mushroom. It's a symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast called a SCOBY that sort of takes the tea and turns it into a probiotic vitamin powerhouse, and it's pretty awesome.
So it's liquor.
Like tepache, like for us Mexicans.
I love kombucha. Yeah. That is one of my favorite things. Huh. So we are going to take another little break here. All right, no, we're not going to take another little break here.
We have a little time.
Okay.
It was a two-minute break. It was a two-minute warning.
Sorry, I got really...
Adam, you're doing great.
I was just saying bye to someone going out to the studio.
Apologies. Our producer here gave us the false signal. So back to the kombucha.
Yes, indeed.
I am very excited for that because I got really into kombucha about 5 years ago, and... To have someone here locally make it, especially someone that really knows tea, that's super exciting.
Yeah, that's kind of our take on it, is because my spin on it was to actually change the teas that are in kombucha and actually focus on how that was going to taste. I'm also trying to maybe back it down a little bit. It does have a little bit of alcohol, but not enough to even be traceable.
Gotcha.
So it's not alcoholic. And the whole idea of, behind it is to sort of ease up on the sourness of it all. A lot of kombuchas are really sour, and we just stop before that, so it doesn't get so tart, and so it's really fresh and it's really delicious.
And I tasted it, and it is really delicious.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
You're early stages. Though.
Very yeah, early okay. stages. I'm hoping by year's end we'll have it all in production.
Okay, cool.
Fingers crossed.
So we're officially going to take a little break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk. Well, everybody wanted to chime in about the pizza, so we'll probably talk about that for a good few seconds. And then we'll be talking with Maria Mazon from Boca Tacos. Tacos.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
Welcome back to another segment here of On the Menu Live. Just wanted to mention that you are listening to 790 KNST, and you can also listen to us on iHeartRadio.com. Where exactly that is, you'll have to search a little bit, but it's on there, trust me. So, in addition to Manish being here and CJ, we have the awesome chef Maria Mazon from Boca Tacos. I got the opportunity to see her speak, to do a demo the other day at the Saca Savor Festival. And I'll tell you, she had more people gathering around for those prickly pear fritters. What were those things?
French fries. Like cactus fries.
Yeah, than anybody else, that whole thing. What's going on, Maria?
Hola.
Hola.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Thank you for having me, by the way.
Hey, thanks for coming.
Just cooking, changing the world a taco at a time.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what I do.
That's the new slogan.
Yeah.
I love what you're doing over there.
I like what I do.
Oh, it's so good.
It's fun.
It's so good. I got in there recently, and after a kind of a while not being in there, and I was just blown away. Those Boca balls. Tell us about the Boca balls.
I'm known for my balls, ironically. As sturdy as that sound. But they're chipotle. They're chipotle mashed potatoes rolled in panko, then deep fried, and then topped with a cilantro honey chipotle sour cream.
And I do, if you are on Instagram, you can go to Tucson Foodie's Instagram page, and I did post a picture of those. You have to scroll back a little bit, but there's one on there of these Boca balls. They're delicious. You have an interesting way of doing things. You have a new philosophy about how you're doing.
I mean, I respect everybody, restaurants, to each his own. But what I do with my cuisine, I stick with what I know. I stick with the basics. I go back to the basics. I mean, I didn't invent a taco. What I'm doing is giving it, a facelift, with my own twist. The taco is there. I'm respecting the cuisine. And what I do is cook in my own way. I grew up eating... born here, raised in Sonora, in Navajoa, Sonora, eating fresh carne asada, cabbage, guacamole, pickled onions, salsas to your table. You find a taco stand in every corner in Sonora. So what I did, I brought that into where I'm at right now, A280 Speedway, by the way. And I just cook to order. If you go to all these fancy restaurants, we buy in the same place, we get the same produce, the same meats. Yes, they serve in a wide plate. I serve in a cutting board with a piece of paper, with a taco.
And those beans are phenomenal.
I do. See, but I respect the cuisine. I do. I cook to order. I don't have nothing ready. So people's like, hey, where's my food? And I'm like, do you want a raw piece of meat?
That's where the tequila comes in.
Yes.
Sit there and sip on a tequila
while
you wait for
your tacos.
And that's
what's wrong with Tucson. They're in a hurry. What happened to just enjoying a cold beer, a good tequila? And just waiting for your food. And that's what I do. Like, even my chips I fry to order. I mean,
The
red chips.
They're beautiful.
Because of love.
Actually, while we're on the chips, so you brought out, there must have been 6 or 7 salsas you brought out when I was in the day.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about those? Because they were awesome. Every single one was so different and so delicious.
And that's what I take the twist. That's what I take me as a chef. That's what I would like to think I shine. It's just... I do what I do, like right now I brought you guys to taste, fresh blueberries with chipotle, roasted bell pepper with balsamic and horseradish.
Mm.
I brought a pineapple with Mexican chocolate and habanero. So I just play with flavors, if it goes, it goes. And if it doesn't, I don't put it out. And then you get the idea or the chance to, yes, have a carne asada taco or a fish taco and have curry, coconut, you know, so you get two cuisines in one. And you get to enjoy and experience something different.
Let me ask you something. I saw somewhere, I can't remember where you guys are doing salsas by the jar.
Yeah, I do.
And you can customize them, yes. Meaning somebody can call you up. And throw three ingredients at you, and you will take that and run with it and make them their own custom salsa.
Yes, sir. I was hired to do a wedding, and the couple wants a salsa for their wedding. And they told me their favorite, you know, vegetables, their favorite fruits. So I'm doing everything. The salsa bar is going to be colors for their wedding.
Wow, that's nice.
So you just call and say, hey, you know, I like the banana habanero, or I like whatever. Yes, come and pick it up in an hour because I have to make it.
Yeah.
So you get the jar, the fresh jar, or I like, you know, coconut, apples, and whatever. Oh, okay, I can make you a salsa.
And so you take their ingredients and then you make it with whatever else you think is going to go with that and make it a true salsa.
A true salsa, your salsa.
You know, like you said, you stick to the basics and the culture and the tradition of a salsa, but you twist it up with whatever ingredients.
I give it my own.
Big time. I mean, one of them was like banana something, wasn't it?
Banana habanero.
Banana habanero salsa. Have you ever had that before?
No. And I'm going to bring you some Indian masala.
There you go.
I think it's time to play. Yes. Now you got me fired up a little bit. Really?
That is a great fusion idea, let me tell you.
And I love it because, I mean, I'm not professional. I didn't go to school. I'm not a professionally trained chef. I just, you know, I like what I do. I think it shows in my food and in my little nook of a restaurant. You know, it's not fast food. It's just you get there, you enjoy. It's music, it's eclectic, and it's just fun.
Well, the title says tacos and tequila. So if you're expecting to go in there and get two tacos like Taco Bell and run out in 5 minutes, you got it all wrong. Tequila is in the title for a reason.
There you go.
Tequila, taco, siesta.
And there you go. See, a good Mexican. Sorry, Mexican-Italian. My bad. And we do have great beer. Right now I'm trying to do the beer more on the craft side. And actually with the local beer week, the Arizona Beer Week, I did a couple of events. They work out very well for the restaurant.
Oh, speaking of events, so you just you did the Savor Festival for SACA, Southern Arizona Arts and Culture Alliance. You're going to be at the Tucson Festival of Books.
Yes, sir.
And you're doing the SACA's next event, the Celebrity Chef Showcase.
Yes, I will be there. I got invited with, what's the name? Hugo Ortega. Hugo Ortega is a sous chef. For the first time, I will be somebody's sous chef, which is exciting.
That might not go so well.
I want to find nice, I promise.
So you brought some food for us.
I did.
And I think we're going to take another quick little break right here. We're going to shift into the news here. And when we get back, we are going to let you listen to us taste some of Maria's awesome food. And we're also going to talk about some more pizza at some point here.
Yeah, we had to chime in on that for sure.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And we are back. And if you saw this lineup of food that Chef Maria Mazon from Boca Tacos just lined up for us, you would be very jealous. And you will see it because I will be posting photos to the Tucson Foodie Instagram a little bit later on. But tell us a little bit about what you have here, Maria.
See, what I brought here is one of my favorites, actually, the fish taco. It's simple, but it's so good. And I brought...
And what's on that fish taco?
The fish taco, actually, I use tilapia, and I use beer batter. And people ask me, what kind of beer in this? And if I tell them the beer that I use, they will, like, laugh. People, you know...
O'Doul's?
Oh, yes.
Bud Light.
No. I actually use PBR.
Okay.
Hey.
Yes.
You just gained a whole
very hipster,
crew of hipsters.
Yeah.
The thing is that my happy hours, I have $1 PBRs from 3 to 6 daily. I have PBR for $1.
Perfect.
And I have $2 tequila shots.
That's an old classic beer.
There you go. I learned what it was till, a couple years ago?
PBR, back in my single wide, I used to kill me some PBRs.
But now I go through cases and cases. But That's what I use for my beer batter, tilapia, and it's just very simple with my fish sauce, or it's my own invention. And next to that is the taco dog. It's the typical Sonoran taco dog.
Before you go into this taco dog, let me just tell you, this taco dog is sitting there looking like a Sonoran dog and a taco had a fun night together.
It looks like Mount Sonoran dog.
Yeah, I'll be posting a picture of the taco dog on the Tucson Foodie Instagram. So sorry to cut you off. Tell us again now, what is on this thing?
So that's the original, the Sonoran hot dog. The hot dog wrapped in bacon, grilled onions, some frijoles with a little bit of pico de gallo and a rice in the tomato in the sauce instead of putting, you know, the mayo or the mustard or whatever. I just did my own sauce there and just top it up. And then my chips that I take actually very, I'm proud of my red chips because I fry to order. And then I brought for the salsas right here, the dark purple. It's the blueberry chipotle. This one is a pineapple with habanero and Mexican chocolate.
Blueberry chipotle salsa.
And then I have right here, I have a strawberry flambé with tequila habanero with a hint of vanilla. This is my house red. It's tomato and chile de árbol. That one is a roasted bell pepper with horseradish. And the last one is tomato basil balsamic.
Tomato basil balsamic salsa.
Yes.
Where else can you get that kind of a salsa? So we're gonna dig into this. You guys wanna give it a try?
I'm going in on these salsas.
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay. This taco dog is wow.
It's looking at you.
Daunting. I mean, I'm like, I wouldn't. I want to just relish in the moment of how good that looks.
We may have to wait till commercial break to actually just tear into it because of the sheer size of it. It's not something you could do on radio.
Let's try some of these chips and salsa. So I'm gonna dig into the tomato basil. Balsamic here.
And that's the thing. That's what we do at Boca. You know, it's just, I love to see the expression of the customers and when they buy the chips and salsa and they're like, what? And then I deliver flavors and heats.
It's got such a smoky.
Yeah.
I love it.
I do take pride of my salsas. What can I say?
The pineapple.
So can
one
you get
great.
That one regularly?
No, I change them daily. So tomorrow is going to be something different, and Monday, and you know.
Okay, and this second one?
The second one, that one, the red one, is a roasted bell pepper with horseradish, which I love, actually. It has great heat to it.
Mm. The one that sounds the craziest is a strawberry vanilla, so I'm going to go in on this one.
That one, either you love it or you hate it because of the vanilla in the back and the heat in the front.
I like the bell pepper one. It reminds me of a Bloody Mary or a...
See?
Shrimp cocktail sauce.
See? You're welcome.
Which I love.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Ooh, that strawberry one, I want to put on like some corn cakes.
Manish, have you tried some?
I did.
We have sound effects today in the studio.
I love the pineapple habanero. That pineapple habanero is kicking. It's amazing.
So I'm going to go in for the pineapple habanero. Is that the one you got right there?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See? Something different, you know. You stick with what you know and just give it your own twist. And if you like it, you like. And if not,
I'm going to bring you Indian spices and let you
there,
go.
Please,
it's going to be fun. Yeah. I know exactly what I'm bringing you.
Are there any salsas that you do have on there daily?
Actually, well, I was running a bit late, so that's why I didn't bring it. The banana habanero that became my staple, and that one is actually it was by accident. I was running low one day of salsas, and I had bananas and. For me, as a snack, and I had habaneros, and I'm like, okay. I grill them and put them in the blender.
Accidents make the best food. Look at the chimichanga. Did you hear the story about the chimichanga? She dropped the burrito in the fryer and pulled it out and served it anyways, and now look at where we are.
I mean, what could you? What is there that you could not? What can't you drop in a fryer that wouldn't turn out pretty good? I mean, come on.
See?
Nothing.
Right.
That is correct. And that's it. You know, the red and the greens and the pico de gallo that, you know, they're always there. But I tend not to give, like, the pico de gallo because you can get them anywhere, you know. I like people to enjoy the different salsas and enjoy what Boca is about.
So, go ahead, Manish.
Do you change the salsa based upon what you have on the menu for the day?
No. My menu is pretty much the same menu. I do have Exotic Taco Wednesday, my ETW. I do have it. I play with a game. And other exotic meats, per se.
What's the most recent one you messed around with?
Oh, that was not that exotic. It was ox.
Okay.
Oxtail, ox cheek, ox. Mm. The before was, I did a pig tongue, a pig tongue, and then ears, any intestines, silk. See, pretty much. Sick worms I did.
Worms?
Worms.
Wow.
Worms.
And
yeah.
I want the listeners out here that are listening to us to understand that, you know, you can get a bunch of salsas at La Salsa or, you know, a bunch of different Mexican food restaurants give you a lot of different salsas. These are very unique ones that you can get at Boca. They're not your typical Chipotle salsas, although some of these might have Chipotle in them. They're really unique, like blueberry, tomato, basil. I mean, these are not your standard salsas.
And they're versatile. Some of these, I'm in my head as a cook, I'm thinking about what I would use. You know, for lack of a better term, the caprese.
Yeah.
That'd be good in a salad.
And I have
strawberry, like I said, corn cake.
I won with the caprese, the salsa challenge.
So we're going to dig into this taco dog here. So go ahead and tell us again what's in this thing.
The taco dog is pretty much the Sonoran dog, the Sonoran taco. I didn't want to deal with the bun. I really didn't want to start making bread at the restaurant. So I just did the tortillas, two tortillas, actually flour and corn because it's humongous. And that's it. See, your expression said it all. What's yours?
Well, I'm cheating. I've actually had this at your restaurant already.
There you go.
So I know all about it. But yes, it is great.
I don't know if I'm good with faces. I'm not good with names. I don't remember seeing you there. So now your face is tattooed in my eyes.
Well, I don't have any tattoos on my face.
No, your face, your beautiful face is tattoos in my eyes.
No, I change my facial hair a lot, and that's just so I don't get preferential treatment. Because as Adam said at the beginning of the show, I am the celebrity co-host. So I want to make sure that I'm incognito when I'm going out to eat.
I try to go incognito, too, by switching up the facial hair quite a bit, and it grows very fast.
Do you get special treatment?
You've grown a beard since you sat down.
I really try to not. In fact, I want to go as unannounced as possible. If they're new restaurants, I'm not that well known, to be honest with you. I mean, some people do, and those are the people that I go and say hi to anyway. Like if I go into your restaurant, I'm going in and say hi and eat your good food. So we already know you're doing a great job as is. So
thank you.
Yeah.
What is your favorite restaurant?
Well,
what is your like to go to restaurant? Like, you don't feel like cooking at home or whatever. What?
Lately, it's been Filora, pizza joint.
Wow.
It's right near my house.
That's a good segue into what you wanted to talk
their
about.
Their kale salad is amazing. I mean, they've got that kale salad dialed in. The pizza is, just, you know, he brought, have you guys been to Filora?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of it.
Listeners, Filora is a pizza joint opened by Ari Shapiro, who also is the owner of Zoom Juice and Sparkroot. He opened up a pizza place in the Broadway Village right near Sushi Garden. And he brought in this oven from Italy. He's got a great pizza cook. And he's got a great menu. It's a small, really intimate restaurant. And I've just really been digging that place.
I haven't.
And see, for my go-to, it happens to be a pizza joint also. It's Scordato's Pizzeria. It's just right around the corner from my house. And it's, you know, they have that eight o'clock happy hour at St. Philip's Plaza.
Oh, yes.
That is a great joint.
At 8 o'clock, you can get half-price cocktails. And, you know, it's just one of those things where if you're in a pinch and you just don't want to think about it, like, I don't even have
to
think
about
what
to order. Let me ask you
something
about that place. Because I've been there many times, but I haven't had their dessert. And I hear there's this dessert there that is, like, the most amazing dessert you will ever have in your life.
I've never eaten any dessert there either, frankly. I'm sorry. I've never done.
I know.
Way to play along.
Like the best dessert of all is a scotch.
Somebody that knows
scotch.
Me.
My man.
I like that, the way you think there.
Someone
that knows me really well, who knows that I like sweets. Mm. And, you know, one of my guilty pleasures is that the pizza cookie at Oregano's. Have you ever had the pizza cookie?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know how.
Yeah, I have a 5-year-old son.
You know how good that thing is, right? That thing is just good.
Did you just vouch for Oregano's?
I'm sorry.
On live
I'm
radio.
I'm sorry.
Please excuse me for the rest of the show.
but I hear Scordato's has something that rivals it.
I don't know what it is. I don't doubt it though. I think they've got some cheesecakes and stuff, but I've never gotten to it. But by the time I get to dessert, I'm full.
Okay, so next thing up, we've tried well, I haven't tried all these sauces yet, but we've tried the taco dog. Next, we have a
fish taco.
A fish taco, which what's the yellow sauce?
The yellow sauce is pretty much I was being lazy and
mustard
mustard aioli with a little bit of mayo. It's just I wanted to do something, you know, tartar sauce, but not my own Mexican.
Squeeze the lime on there.
Yes.
So I tried it. I tried it while everybody else was talking. It's fantastic.
I have tried it.
That tilapia, I've had it before.
I like tilapia. Great. And
you guys put the food by the fattest guy in the room. I've already tried everything.
See, but the thing is that I tilapia is not a fishy fish, which I adore because it doesn't overtake your palate. So that's what I did with it.
Besides the shrimp, you guys got any other seafood tacos? I can't remember.
Octopus.
Oh, that's right.
Salmon, shrimp, and pescado.
I love the ribeye and shrimp taco you guys do.
Now I have
that
a new one.
That is surf and turf, you know.
Galore.
That is Tucson surf and turf.
I need to go there to Boca about maybe two or three times next week.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Just have a couple of
I'll
beers
go with you if you're paying.
It's not far from my office. Call. We'll go for lunch.
Okay. Yeah.
I put a new one, actually, the poached taco.
Tell us about the poached taco.
The poached taco. It's steak, grilled onions, and a poached egg on the top.
Nice.
It's perfect.
No,
you've been drinking.
Por favor.
You get facial hair with soyas.
So, do you have any exciting tequilas in there?
I actually tend to have tequilas that people that you cannot find at the store, more like a boutique tequila or unknown name tequila. So you get to experience and try something new, and different. And I'm learning with tequilas as I go. I was a Scotch drinker.
Yes.
Yes, we have unanimity on the Scotch.
That's 3 out of 4. Adam,
think,
where are you
I
at on this?
We all know what we're doing after the show.
Well, actually, I do have Scotches and whiskeys.
Do you really?
It, like, very, like I said, very non-brand.
We're going to have to make it 4 times next week, Adam.
Oh, see, you could take 2 hours for the food to come to the table if you got Scotch.
And I we're actually good. Give away cigars if you buy Scotch.
Wow.
Not...
Here we go. Matt's not here, but I mean, Matt is a cigar
That's right.
guy.
He's been there. He's been there with his little suitcase, and then I hear the click, 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 and it's just a cigar, and I'm like, wow. You know, it's very fancy.
Okay, so we are about to do the trivia question of the week, and it's nothing too difficult. It's nothing too easy, but Maria... Do you have a trivia question for
A trivia question. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but
by
when...
the way, I'm sorry.
No problem.
After she gives you this question, we do have a phone number you can call and try your hand at winning the gift card that Maria has so graciously donated. The number is 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. 880-5678. Maria, what is the trivia question?
I was going to say, when did Boca open? But
I don't think we talked about that.
I don't think we talked about that. What was the items? The items we serve for happy hour. What I mentioned 3 items for happy hour. Where are they?
Was I in the room when that happened?
Because
I don't remember that either.
Yes, we actually, he made something. I mentioned the beer.
That is true. I remember the beer special.
And I remember saying the 2-3 items that I do for happy hour.
All right.
Okay.
Don't remember that, Google.
Google. Facebook.
Okay, so that is the question. What are the 3 happy hour items? And we'll be back soon.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And we're back. And I believe... well, first of all, let me just reintroduce myself. Adam Lehrman filling in for Matt Russell from Tucson Foodie. We have Manish Shah here from Maya T, Heirloom Farmers Markets, and the upcoming Viva La Local Foods Festival. We have we just tasted some delicious items from Boca Tacos, thanks to Chef Maria Mason. And we have Tucson Weekly food writer CJ Hamm. And since we just asked the trivia question, I think we have a caller, don't we? Who do we have? Nick, do you have the answer?
Nick, you're on the air.
Was it the hot dog taco?
The hot dog taco.
It was not.
Sorry, Nick, it was not the hot dog taco. But that is available on a regular basis. And we have no other callers at this time, but we do have that question out there lingering. What is the happy hour items offered at Boca Tacos?
Yes, we do happy hour actually daily from 3 to 6. And Thursday, I let it run till I close. So it's
Thursday's the day we're going.
Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday is very popular. I have a lot of college kids, and I let it run till 10 p.m. So
happy hour till 10 p.m.?
How many? Yeah,
three to ten.
Oh, I think we have another caller. Who is this?
This is Teddy.
Teddy.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you have an answer for us?
Carne asada taco.
Carne asada taco.
That's one.
That's one.
Tequila shots.
Tequila shots.
That's two.
And
we have a third.
Single wide.
She's Googling right now.
Teddy, you still there?
I am.
Do you have a third?
Chips.
It was, actually. They were on the happy hour menu.
Chips is on the happy hour menu.
They were, yeah.
We have a winner. Thanks for calling. Stay on the line, and we'll get some information from you so we can get that gift card out to you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Teddy. Congratulations.
Thank you. I think it was.
And then we also mentioned PBR.
We did mention $1 PBRs, and, yes, and not just tequila, but $2 tequila shots.
I think that's the key element here for me.
The PBR. Okay. So we have a little bit of time before we finish up. So now,
back to the pizza.
Pizza. That's right.
So I obviously am into Flora. I'm really into Riley these days.
Good pizza.
Riley, Flora. Yeah. I'm super excited for Bianco. I know I keep saying that, but I'm really excited for those guys.
You know who has good pizza? Dry River.
Oh, yeah. Dry River is amazing.
Yes. On the east side, very good pizza on the east side.
I like it. I mean, my to-go restaurant is Cafe Desta, actually.
Oh, the Ethiopian joint.
I love it.
Love it.
And, I mean, I have, like I said, a five-year-old, and he loves Sushi Garden.
And while we're on the topic of pizza, didn't Rocco's make some national news?
Oh, what a great story.
Rocco's.
That was awesome. You know what? Here good, to Rocco.
Indeed.
Rocco's, Rocco's got a little national attention. Well, a lot of national attention. He posted a sign related to the passing of this new law, and it got picked up by Huffington Post. Actually, the best way to find out what happened is to go to Rocco's Facebook page and take a look at the pictures he's posted and the traction he's getting on his Facebook page. Even George Takei, the well-known social media guy who also played, what's his name, Sulu from Star Trek.
Yeah.
He even posted something about Rocco's yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, he had a great bit on
that. Because I was a Rocco, you know, page. I used to follow their, I do follow their page. And because I have a page of my own, it's like, okay, 1,000 fans or whatever. Yesterday night, 10,000.
10,000 he's up to.
I might almost change my stance on Chicago-style pizza just based on that.
But Manish, what are you into for pizza?
Actually, I have like two dark horses, I think, in the race. And people would never think of it. On the west side, you have Bianchi's, and that's an old joint.
That's old school, yeah.
That's old school pizza, and that's great. It's kind of fluffy. That's pretty good.
On the west side.
On the west side.
Far west side. Silver Bell
and Speedway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And then I also happen to like Upper Crust.
Okay.
I think
Grant and Campbell.
Yeah, and that's near my neighborhood, and we get pizza from there pretty regularly. A little extra crispy.
Now, are you into this whole new authentic Italian movement?
Yeah, I think it's fine, and that's why I do like Scordato's. I think they're pretty authentic Italian.
He's sitting in the room with me.
Know who's got a great pie that, you know, they just put in a really wood-burning oven is that new Cartel downtown.
Yeah, I've heard that. They serve our tea. I haven't had the pizza there yet, but I've heard that it's good.
Zona 78.
I love Zona 78. I think, and they do a great gluten-free.
Zona does a good pizza.
Heist is the name?
The Heist. Have you been there?
Ooh. I've been there once.
I've not been there.
No bueno?
CJ, what do you have to say about that?
No,
you
seriously.
Know, and I really love Aaron May. I just think Heist has a ways to go with their pie. I'm going to take, you know, a half-mile trip down a Dry River. And they're trying. And some of the other menu items are great, but their pizza, they need to keep some more fire on that oven is what it needs to be.
I have not been back there since their soft opening, and I thought they did a pretty good job. I have not heard the same since, but have high hopes. And
The problem is the pizza's not hot enough, and so the mozzarella gets milky on your pie, and then you got a soggy crust, and you got milk on your pie, and nobody wants that. I've only eaten there twice, so it could just be an off day.
It was a fluke. Yeah, let's just put that out there. Yeah. Oh, and let's not forget Renee's Organic Oven.
Oh, absolutely. We were there on Thursday night, the night before my birthday. Awesome. They knocked it out of the park.
Renee's great.
Renee's awesome.
Renee's great.
That's a good call.
He wants a shout out for his birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was yesterday,
but I don't want the shout out.
This is the second time you saved my birthday.
It is Manisha's birthday.
That's right.
Yesterday. Correct?
That was yesterday, yeah. Yeah, it's good.
26?
Yeah, 26 for the 18th time again.
He's quick with the math.
I'm Asian.
Well, our sound man in here today has a trigger finger.
He's on fire.
So, any last things that we should know about Manish? Anything going on at the farmers market?
No, right now all of our focus is on Viva La Local, and that's what we're hoping for, is that to get all of the guys like you who are involved in the business to just start thinking about the rave portion of it, and the fact that this is not necessarily about us. This is about everybody who makes food great in this community, and saying, okay, let's come out and let's tell everybody you know, and then have them tell everybody they know, and let's just see what happens.
I will be there with my glow sticks in hand.
So this is basically going to be
a lot of water.
The Viva La Local Foods Festival is basically the Sunday St. Philip's Farmers Market on steroids.
And beyond. And like Edible Baja's involved in it.
Is Tucson Fruity involved in it too?
Yes, of course. You're involved in it, Tucson. And all of these guys. And that basically,
I will be there too.
She's involved.
Selling my Boca balls.
Maria, and I saw something like 80 vendors.
Yeah, 80 farmers market vendors and at least 30 or 40 restaurants. At least 30 or 40.
30, 40 restaurants.
Yeah. And you get to charge for your food. So hopefully you take away a little coin at the end of all of that.
Don't charge us.
Don't forget to check out. If you want more information about that Viva La Local Foods Festival, where can we find that?
It is at VivaLaLocalFoodFest.com. We've got a Facebook page, Twitter handle, all of it's there, and we're going to continue to be updated on it and everything that's going on there. But it's going to be
great,
amazing.
Honestly, great. And then Maria, other than coming into your restaurant, which is, what's the address again?
828 East Speedway.
We can find you on Facebook, obviously, but on the web, BocaTacos.com.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Don't forget to read my column weekly. In the Tucson Weekly, Noshing Around.
It's actually one of my highlights of my Wednesdays.
Well, it's been such a pleasure that you've tuned in and listened to us today talk about food and even heard us eat some of it. I want to thank our guests, CJ from Tucson Weekly, Maria from Boca, and, of course, Manish Shah from Maya Tea. And remember, Matt's saying, if it's 4 to 5, it's on the menu live.